Today I want to talk to you about the dangers of social media. Now we know that some of the leading sites in the world are social media sites. What biblical principles therefore can help guide us in respect to the use of social media? After all, if it's not Holy Scripture that governs us, what will govern us? Well, we know what will govern us, don't we? It will be man's word. It will be man's reasoning. It is evident that social media predominantly focuses on the outward, the exterior pomp, and not the inward depths of the heart. Hence their names, Facebook. It's all about me. It's all about my social status. It's all about self. YouTube, it's all about you. Instagram, it's got to be instant. It's got to be impulsive. Now, yes, social media, if handled very, very carefully, can be used for good causes, for evangelistic means. However, more often than not, it is used as a tool by the enemy of our souls to deceive Christians and drag them back into the miry clay, as it were. It says in God's word in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil. It says also in 1 Peter 1:15, as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy. Holiness of life is important to God, and those who are effectually called by God's grace not only need to abstain from doing all evil, but also from the appearance of all evil. All too often I hear how this Christian has posted out that, and another has posted out this, a careless post that's offended someone, or shared something which is completely inappropriate, or how this married person has been liking deeply immodest posts and pictures. Instead of shaming them, he's liking them or she's liking them, which of course can be very harmful, not only for their marriage, but give occasion for God's enemies to blaspheme the Lord God's most holy name. And we as Christians need to abstain from all evil, abstain from all appearances of evil, as the scriptures teach us. Now, it's not only the perverse and bad things on social media that we need to be careful about in shielding our minds and our hearts, and of course that of our children's. It is also the fact that social media can be a complete and utter waste of time. It says in Ephesians 5:16 that we are to be redeeming the time because the days are evil. I'm so surprised how so many Christians and even Christian church leaders indulge their congregations by not only keeping silence on the subject, but also themselves and their households are very careless in spending so much time posting up trivial posts and tweets and Instagram messages. You know, something does not need to be intrinsically evil for it to be wrong. It can just be a complete and utter waste of time, the time that God has given you and I. And a typical excuse I hear a lot from Christians is that I still need to be able to communicate. Well, I would argue that social media makes communication worse and not better. You know, back in the days that people used to write letters to one another, people used to think more than 2 seconds about what they said. There was some depth and meaning behind it. And look at the Apostle Paul's inspired letters found in Holy Scripture. The truth of the matter is, we can very well use email or telephone to accomplish the very same things that we could with social media, without the many ungodly distractions that draw us away on social media and spoil our use for the Lord and shame our profession. Let's be honest about it, dear friends. Most social media being used, even within Christian circles, is being employed to entertain rather than to edify. As God's word says in Ecclesiastes 1:8, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Social media is what it says. It is on the tin, as it were, friends. It is social and it is media. It is social in that it is ever trying to conform us to our society's excessive ideals, rather than being transformed by the renewing of our minds, which Romans 12 speaks about in Christ. It is media in that more often than not, it portrays not the truth. It has a narrative, it has an agenda. And that, of course, is to undermine God's word wherever possible. Most of the Christianity which is broadcast on social media is deeply hypocritical and perverse. It desensitizes Christians to the truths of Scripture and from the study of God's most precious word. It takes them away from that and from the means of grace. Our Christian forefathers, the Puritans and the Reformers, would have been horrified to see how we live out our faith in the West in the name of liberty and grace. These things ought not be, brethren. Some Christians, for reasons which it is a shame to even speak about, should stay well away from social media because they do not yet have the discipline to use it aright. Young believers especially should be very, very careful indeed with social media and should have measures in place to limit their use. What therefore is the solution or the remedy for the overuse of social media and things like it, other sinful distractions? You know, if you're being spent for the Lord, that should not leave much time over to even think about dabbling with social media and other such vanities. How do we overcome evil in our lives? Well, Romans 12, 21 says, overcome evil with good. Frame your life around the means of grace, around the things of God. And by God's grace, spend regular private quiet time with your Maker in prayer and in study of the words of life in the Bible. Instead of putting on the TV or doing lots of recreational activities, cultivate daily family worship time before or after dinner. Sing God's praises, worship Him and lean on Him and learn of Him. Love the means of grace. Or have you become too accustomed to your sinful habits that you refuse to take instruction and reproof? I would implore you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, those of you who love the Lord, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, and by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I do pray that you will be edified from today's message on the dangers of social media. I say this as one who knows of this, dear friends. I'm not pointing the finger at anyone, but please take these things to heart, not only for your soul's sake, but for those of others who perhaps will be looking to you. It's important that we take these things to heart. Once again, I do pray that this exhortation may have blessed you.